The last three or four stories haven't convinced me that the Mullet Festival is a big deal in Niceville. This interview has. I have talked to Mark Wagner. He is a promoter that wants to bring back the Mullet Festival in 2025. I asked him the hard questions, what this is going to cost, how are they going to get parking, things like that, and how are they going to keep this thing affordable for people. So check out this interview with Mark Wagner from Emerald Coast Entertainment. Can you kind of go through what's going on with the Mullet Festival generally and what you guys are trying to do?
Yeah, sure. Well, first of all, thanks for having me. I know there's a lot of concerns from a lot of folks already as soon as this was launched, and people are showing mass concerns. And first of all, I want to alleviate a lot of the concerns. But where we are right now is we were going to do 2024, but because of the licensing and the deal with the military, they wouldn't be able to get the licensing done until probably October and November. So we still could have pushed the event forward, but we decided not to, just to go ahead and wait for 2025, because we've been waiting for about 5 months just to get approval. So instead of rushing things and not doing it the right way, we just decided to push it back to 2025 to make sure the community gets the best of the best.
And so some of the big problems that the city has been talking about when you guys come up and speak, a lot about parking. Can you tell me kind of what your plan is for parking should this thing go forward in 2025?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of the concern was not parking on the soccer fields. So we won't be parking on the soccer fields at all. So what we're doing is we're teaming up with local businesses, and we have some landowners that are close by that are working with us to get parking places to park. We're also going to be working with the college there and doing an Uber service, getting people to park there, doing Uber Lyft drop-offs. Plus, we're going to have a transit system where buses will be coming back and forth, dropping people off at the college and Perfect. Through the parking lots that they're going to allow.
So the next biggest question I've heard multiple times is are questions about alcohol and safety, right? So talking about whether or not you guys are going to be selling alcohol at all. And then if so, or even if not, what you guys are going to do about security in terms of hiring either security people or police officers?
Sure. Well, first of all, we haven't locked the alcohol licensing in yet. The festival will go forward with or without alcohol. Like I said before, in every meeting, I've always stated, this is going to be a family event. I want to make sure that families can come. Number one, it's going to be affordable. That's another question people are asking about how affordable it is. They're going to, it'll be lower than it's ever been before, actually, in the last few years. I know that's a huge, huge issue with a lot of people. They hear, you know, big Nashville acts or big acts like the Jelly Rolls or the Miranda Lamberts. The first thing they think is high ticket prices. Well, I don't want people to worry about that. As far as security, we are going to hire an outside security team to come in and make sure that it's that the grounds are safe at all times. And number one is that it's not allowed.
Got it. My follow up on that would be what would affordable look like? What's that number that you guys kind of have bouncing around in your head? Is it final?
$20.
Say that again.
And then kids will be $10. $20 or less for adults. Kids will be younger kids will be free, and then even younger kids will be $10.
Got it.
We haven't decided the exact range, but there will be a range for kids to get in for free and military discounts.
Okay, cool. And the agreement with the city council, right? This whole licensing deal for the Mullet Festival. Name and likeness. What can you walk me through what that means for you guys and what you guys are trying to do with the licensing going forward?
As far as what do you mean as far as licensing?
When Mike McKinnon was up there a couple meetings ago, talked a little bit about he had an exchange with Councilman Sal Najimian about, hey, you know, Sal said this is our name, and we've built this brand over a couple of years, and they don't want to just give it for free. But there was never a number associated with that. Have you guys come to an agreement about?
We still haven't come up with a number. No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir. There's not a number as far as the licensing on it, though.
Is he also kind of mentioned like the city getting a cut, for lack of a better term. Is still something?
No, we are working out a percentage with the city. One of the deals where they were going to provide EMS and fire, and then we're going to reimburse the city for that.
Okay, perfect. The next thing I guess that I've kind of just seen is the comments have come rolling in is the question about local bands. A lot of people have asked if you're going to have a bunch of local acts. If so, how are you guys going to select them?
Oh, absolutely. And that's another thing. I'm glad you asked me on that, because the main acts on the stage are going to be locals. We want to showcase these locals. As a matter of fact, I had a gentleman send me a message through Facebook. I'm going all the way out to Dufuniac Springs just to watch him play, because he's actually playing tonight. And I said, you know what? I'll come watch you play. He's a local guy, said he would love to play. So I'm actually going out to watch him tonight. But this is our main goal, is to bring the vendors in, local vendors, local acts. And of course, we want to bring in a couple of big acts too, just to kind of to make it a bigger event. You don't have to charge astronomical prices to get in and have a really nice event. You know, we want to show people that we're here to stay. We want to impress everybody and show everybody what we can really do for the community.
You guys have been, I think to your credit, right? You guys have been in a dogfight for this for the last six months.
Yes, sir.
Why is doing this so important to you?
To be honest with you, sir, my business partner, Matt McKinnon, is a local. He's born and raised there. And he travels around doing events. He does the Super Bowl events. He does the Masters event that's coming up. He does the Kentucky Derby events. He does all these events all around the country. And he wanted to bring something back home. He was living in Atlanta, Georgia. When COVID came, he moved back home. And then when things started picking back up with events, he said instead of him going back to Atlanta, he really wanted to do something for his home area. And that's the number one behind it. And I've been doing events for many years. I've been 30 years in the entertainment business. So he brought me on board as a partner, and I live in Destin. And I think it's a great way to start is with Mullet Festival.
Do you guys plan on expanding it from the Mullet Festival to other events or things like that in the area?
Yes, sir. We're actually working on an event now with Matty Kelly called the Whiskey Fest. And we're also a little bit of my background too. 2 years ago, I did the concert at the Gulf and it was nonprofit. Didn't make one bit of money off of it. It was a veteran suicide awareness event where I had Candlebox and Everclear play. It was a 2-day event and it was a huge success. We had about close to 6,000 people show up, and all it was for was to raise awareness about we lose 22 veterans every day to suicide. And that's part of this concert with the Mullet Festival. That's another, because it's big to my heart. We want to raise awareness and use Mullet Festival as a platform to explain to people we're still losing veterans every day. Every day is close to my heart. So I hope people see that side of it too.
So is this event specifically, is it going to be for profit or non-for-profit?
I mean, we will make, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. The production company will make some money, but it's not what people think. We are giving to charities. We're teaming up with local charities, teaming up with the military, and we're going to be donating a lot of this money, a lot of it. We're going to be very transparent with the city. That was part of the deal. We have nothing but transparency. I heard, you know, a few years back, there's a lot of cash. We're going to be doing it where people come through with wristbands and they scan just for the transparency, just so they see what's coming through the gates and stuff and the money that's being made.
Perfect. Well, Mark, is there anything that I should have asked you or anything you want to add that you want people to know in our audience?
Yeah, you know what? I'd like them to know that I understand their concerns. They have the right for those concerns, but I do want just to reassure everyone, this is going to be locals, local vendors. People are saying they're going to come in and charge a high amount for local vendor spot. Just wait. The vendors that we've already spoken to are blown away at the price. It's super low. I'm not going to put it out there because we're still working on it, but it's going to be really, really low. I also want people to know too, that starting really soon, we're going to have local talent competitions at the schools. Matt has already talked to some principals. Matt has a connection in Nashville with a big music producer. So what we're going to do is we're going to do local talent shows, and we're going to bring that talent to the stage at Mullet Festival. And the winner of the talent, we're going to send to Nashville to record a song with a very well-known music producer who produced Madonna, produced a lot of big name acts that he's really good friends with. So we're super excited about that. You know, we're really, this is Matt's heart. Heart and soul was to bring something back to his community. And I hope people really realize that the passion is just to give him something to be proud of with his hometown, because he has done the Super Bowl. He has done the Kentucky Derby. He has done the Masters. And he just wants to bring his talent home. That's what it's all about. Honestly.
And so Mark Wagner with the Emerald Coast Entertainment Group, correct? Is that what we're the new, it's not the
yes,
new
sir.
Name, but it's the operation name. Got it. So if you see Emerald Coast Entertainment Group or White Hat Productions, which is what's been on all the paperwork for the city.
Yep.
That's who that is. And this is Mark with it. So Mark, thank you for taking a little bit of time to talk to us today. And we're excited to see what you do and hope to have you back on.
You know what? Thanks for having me. It's an honor to be on your podcast. Thank you so much. A huge honor.